the Cufflinks and the Homes of Donegal. By the way, their song that they sang at the start of the show tonight, Sammy Maguire, all the proceeds from that are going to the Donegal Club or the Donegal Training Fund as well. And it's on sale here tonight in the theatre. And of course, it's on sale across Donegal as well. Two massive games, of course, to come this Sunday. I think we're going to talk about the minors now. And let's go back to the top table being chaired there by Tom Comack. Tom.
Yeah, welcome back here once again, Oisin. Yeah, you're quite right. Of course, Donegal has two teams in the All-Ireland Finals on Sunday. Donegal Minors, of course, managed by Declan Boner, will take on Kerry in the Minor Final. And it's Donegal, of course, versus Kerry in the Senior Final as well. And a historic first for Donegal, Martin McHugh. Certainly a great achievement, shall we say, and a great achievement for Declan Boner and this crop of players.
Yeah, it's a fabulous achievement by Declan and the backroom team and the players. And again, you know, I suppose if somebody said, I was just thinking there, coming up the road there, but you know, 30 or 40 years ago, somebody said that Donegal would be in a minor and a senior All-Ireland final, and we'd be playing Kerry in both of them. If you were driving along in the car, they would tell you to stop and get out. This doesn't add up. So I think the minors, and I suppose the great
and just coming from where, you know, a few years ago, we had a program on it about the standard of coaching and everything, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. You wrote about it at the time, and there was a lot of people in agreement that things weren't good at underage in the county.
Yeah, and I think there's a few things that's happened in the county. I definitely think the decision that was made in the Nishowen to put the schools together to go into the Ulster and Clarence Cup, I think that was a big move and a big help. And we see how many now. There's a lot of work going on in Nishowen, but you see the amount of players from Nishowen that's on this. That kind of thing, them decisions, and people at the time were against it. They're the kind of decisions that in my opinion, that help. And it's something, you know, we talked about and looked at. You know, it's unbelievable that we're in an All-Ireland minor final and we have no team in the Rory Cup in Donegal. I mean, that's a fabulous team for the clubs, for the people involved in the clubs, the coaching staff and the people and the team. I think the minor thing, and the great thing about them, it's good that the seniors are there in the final because they're taking a lot of pressure off them. There'll be a lot more hype on them going into the final and the pressure's off them going into the final. So it's a good way. But look at their... I was talking to Jack O'Connor after the Donegal Dublin game, and somebody passed a comment, what do you think, Jack? And he said a very well-drilled, organised team. So that's the comment he made about them. So I just think, you know, it's a big occasion. It's a big occasion for them, and there's going to be a big support. But the great thing about it is the semi-final, the fact there was a full house in Dublin, that's going to help in Croke Park that day. It's going to help a lot. But it's a great achievement, brilliant achievement. And whatever happens with both teams on Sunday, it's going to be a day that this county and people all over the world from Donegal will never forget. Whatever way it goes for both teams.
Do you think people actually realise maybe that are on the fringes the enormity of what has been achieved?
Well, I don't think. I think generally, anyway, you know, when it goes to that stage, that in general, you know, you pinch yourself later on and realise what happened and what you achieved, and you know, it's just for a county like us, you know, what did people say in the past that? I don't know, was it Paisley or the Queen would be presenting the cup to Sam Maguire too, as we ever going to win it, and people, that's the way people looked at it, you know. And, you know, from that point of view, this has been great that we are there now, and we always knew, and if I go back to the same Jack O'Connor, I remember meeting him, I think they were talking Donegal about drink or some crack away back, and a lot of that stuff was blown out of all proportion too, but I think we were chatting about it, and he said to me, and this was a Kerry man saying this, he says, you have some fabulous footballers up there, you produce as good a footballer as any other county in Ireland. And that's what he said. That was a Kerry man saying that. And when I thought about it, I said, you know, you're right. And it's great now that we are, you know, we're in a minor final and we're in two senior All-Irelands in 3 years, Donegal. So we're there. We've arrived, you know, and we've arrived at that level.
It would be hard to beat an Ulster for a long time to come.
I don't know. I'll not go that far. Ulster's a wee bit different, Tom.
Anyway, before we go to Tony Boyle, I have to mention there the man that was singing the Homes of Donegal there. He's actually as good a footballer as he's a singer, Dara Gallagher, the Niamh Connell player. Dara, Dara actually is a former county minor. I think his manager, Sean Clerken, is down there, and he played County Under 21 as well. And of course, he's a teammate with Leo McLoone and Anthony Thompson and Niamh Connell. And we were just talking there at the break about looking forward to the club championship. I think they're in Neavorra. He's in the Banks on Saturday week, so he's looking forward to that already. But certainly, he can certainly sing. Tony Boyle, back to the minors, and I know you were involved with the Dunlow minors last year, and you have a very good underage minor team again this year. Talk to me about this Donegal minor team. How good is it?
It's very good, Tom. Obviously, they won an Ulster title, won an Ulster minor league title. I think it's testament to Declan and the backroom team. And I think it's something that's gone on in underage in Donegal this last couple of years. That, you know, a manager will take a team from under 16 to under 17, play one Crannock Cup, play the McGuigan Cup and through. And I suppose it's good if you have a good management setup, maybe not so good if you don't. But, you know, Declan had these boys and been working with them for 3 years. And, you know, to win an Ulster Minor League and an Ulster Minor Championship is a massive achievement. To become the first minor team to play in an All-Ireland final is just surreal, you know. I agree with Martin. I came out at Croke Park a couple of weeks ago after the semi-final, and there was people just, you know, just stunned, you know, walking away from Croke Park saying that, you know, we're going to be back here on the 21st with two teams in an All-Ireland final. You know, it's brilliant. But the minors, you know, I watched the minors in the very first game in Celtic Park, and, you know, started really well, and probably let Derry back into it and maybe sort of just stumbled over the line. And that was a sort of similar way that they've gone on. They seemed to start games well. We were opposite then when they got to the semi-final against Dublin, who highly rated. Mm-hmm. But I think it shows the character in the team. You know, there were 5-1.
So much achievement to go to Dublin and beat Dublin.
Yeah, right. Yeah, especially as Martin says, you know, you're playing the Dubs, and, you know, there's a bigger crowd in Croke Park when you're playing Dublin minors in the All-Ireland semi-final than probably any other county, because they're in that wee bit earlier. And There's an atmosphere, and you're always worried at minors at that, you know, how the occasion, you know, first time in Croke Park for a lot of them. But, you know, they handled it really well. They were out of the game, 5-1 down, got a good goal. Young Campbell got a great fisted goal, brought them back into it, dominated for a while. Dublin got a goal with 10 minutes to go, and a lot of people are probably thinking, you know, they might fold going into the last 10 minutes. But it shows the character in the team. And this, me, it's great. You mentioned I was looking after the minors. We have Danny Rogers in goal, who's a fantastic keeper. You know, he's only out on the 16, won on the 16 championship last year.
Dunlow and
Adam Neely's part of the squad as well, and the two Narossa boys next door to us as well. So it's brilliant.
You're the one team this year, aren't
they? We are. Yes, we are. Amalgamated team. Looking forward to the club championship if it ever gets played. But it's a fantastic achievement for Declan and the backroom, and a great occasion for the young guys.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, Martin, back to you for a minute, just on the minors. And I know Paddy will have a certain input on the minors as well, because he's involved with Gidor. In terms of Donegal, for so long, we could compete with Derry, Tyrone, at under 16, we were quite capable of winning Buncrana Cups, but it was taking them to the next level. Wasn't the continuity in Declan been involved as well from under 15, under 16, under 17 and minor?
Definitely, and I mean, that's the exact same thing that's going on in Dublin at the minute. Dublin are putting, I think Jason Sherlock was interviewed there recently, and he said, I think he's over the under 14 development squad. He has 6 other ex-intercounty Dublin players with him. They have 600 players that you're going to look at starting out, and they monitor them that way, and you know, that's the level they're at. So that's the level. So from Donegal's point of view, you know, you had Declan taking over the team at under 16. I think that team hasn't been beaten since under 16 at all levels. So taking them over at that level and staying with them, and they get used to, you know, getting a system of play in place and getting used to the management, the way they work and everything else. And that's what we need in Donegal. We need systems like that, as I said, with managers coming up through the ranks and they're doing it. And the important thing, I suppose, as Tony has said, we need good managers doing that, taking on the players. And the other thing is about it is we're not losing them players now. Just remember, we were in the under 21 Ulster final this year as well. You know, so that's Donegal football from everybody involved. It's in a great place. Now, there's a few things that in my opinion, talking about the whole thing is disappointing. And this is, there's certain things we sort out. I just feel talking about, not because of a young lad playing or anything else, but we'll just say Kerry County players get 35 tickets, Dublin get 30 tickets. Mayo get 30 tickets, Donegal get 20.
For the All-Ireland.
For the All-Ireland final, get 20 tickets. You know, why shouldn't, you know, the GPA River should be there involved in that. Every county in All-Ireland final should get the same amount of tickets as the players. It's only a simple thing like that. You should treat, you know, our it's just things like that. We have to really, you know, look at, you know, the work and effort they're putting in, and you know, look at it from that point of view. And just, I just think that it's important that our players, the effort and work, what they're given to, that they're treated the same as every other player.
I know we're under pressure for time, and we've already gone over, and we have a couple of people to talk to yet, and we have Oisin, I think, wants me to go back to him, but we'll be back in a moment. We'll get to Paddy Bradley. We'll get to Eamon McEnany as well in our wrap-up in relation to the minors as well as the seniors.
Okay, thanks, Todd. By the way, we're going to go around with the mic for a couple of moments, so if there's anybody wants to ask a question in the next couple of minutes to our panel, I'll be up to you shortly. Sean Clerken again, as you know, managed a Donegal team. Sean, we'll turn around and face the audience. I'm just going to ask you one question, Sean. You've watched a lot of minor football. So you have, is this Donegal team that we have now, is it one of the best that we've had? And are they good enough to take back that Tom Markham Cup?
I think they are. I think they're a very good side. I'm delighted that Martin McHugh there alluded to the impact in terms of the Nishon lads playing Ulster colleges. And I know the county board are looking at a number of magnifications all over Donegal. And that's a big help, you know, because the four of the lads that's playing on this team were beaten in the McLaren final. And funny enough, you know, were beaten by St. Unions, who was a better team on the day, and not one of those lads that made the team. So it just goes to show how strong this team is. They are a fantastic team. As we've said, they've won the Buchanan Cup and they won the McGuigan Cup as well. I think they're a very mature bunch of young lads, you know what I mean? And they showed again in Crow Park, you know, went through Ulster relatively handy, a bit of a scare against Derry. After that there, you know, they won Ulster handy enough. Roscommon game was a difficult game for them. It was a wet day, and it was one of those days you take a result away with you. Dublin, we all felt, was the day they were going to be tested, and really they were tested. They went 5-1 down, and, you know, that was difficult for them. They could have panicked, but they didn't. Fair play to Declan. He switched the big fella inside, and they got a goal. Got back into the game again, you know, and even when Dublin scored the goal towards the end of the game, again they could have you know, sat down at the game go from, they didn't, you know. So they are a good one. I've seen them training, they have a good manager, you know what I mean, they have a good system, they're mature, and they stick to the system they play, they don't change from it. I mean, and I do believe that they're certainly, you know, Kerry of course could say, Jack O'Connor, we all know the experience he's got, so they have a different game, but I think they have a good 50-50 chance to win this all round.
Yeah. A fantastic young team that Declan's put together, and that test that they got against Dublin, will that ease the nerves for them now come final time, because they showed a tremendous amount of character, Sean?
Well, I don't know, they'll be nervous again, you know, as Tony Byles said then, he's quite correct, they're young, you know what I mean, and they can blow hot and cold on you, and it's a big occasion for them again. But the big plus from it is that they played in Dublin, or they played in Crow Park, they've had a win in Crow Park, you know what I mean, and they go back in again, that will be a big plus to them again, you know what I mean.
Sean, thanks for talking to us again. Sean Clerken, folks. As you can see, we've got more music getting ready, but I'm just going to go halfway up the hall here, and I'm going to speak to Alan Foley from the Donegal Democrat, who's a halfway up. Alan, do you want to stand up just? You all know Alan. He's very shy, so he is. Alan, just briefly, the Declan Bonner factor and what he's achieved with these fantastic young fellas, unbeaten in 3 years now, just one game away from an All-Ireland title.
Yeah, I think as Martin said there, like the continuity that Declan has brought to the scene for 3 years, I think the most impressive thing is Dublin was the composure they showed, because 5-1 down and conceded a goal quite close to the end. They could have panicked there, especially in the atmosphere that they wouldn't have been used to, but I think, you know, it's kind of been ground in for 3 years now, and they're a very composed bunch, and a good bunch Declan has under him.
Hugely talented footballers, some very, very skillful footballers in there, and it's a tribute to Donegal that all of a sudden we have all these great young footballers who are ready to explode on the big days. I'm only going to name a few here because there is a lot of them. The likes of Stephen McBurtie, the likes of Cian Mulligan, young Michael Carroll, who's only 16 years of age. They're just three examples, and we could talk here about the rest of the squad tonight as well.
Yeah, there's a brilliant spread in that team. You know, we mentioned in the show and lads there, and like the lads you mentioned, they're just sprinkled from all around the county. And I think one thing Jim McGuinness said 2 years ago, he would love to create kind of a synergy in Donegal football, which was more than the senior team, which would breed success. And even though it's still probably only early days into that system, you can see success is starting to breed success.
Yep. And an All-Ireland minor title would be fantastic for young football in this county, and bring it on again, Al.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll consider we've never got to a final before, you know, so it's really a dream for the minor lads, every bit as much as the senior lads.
Ask Chris, I'm going to ask, do you have any tickets?
No tickets.
No, nobody has tickets in here. Hands up who has a ticket for the All-Ireland final. There's not too many of you. Hands up who wants a ticket for the All-Ireland final. Right, who wants to ask our table a question? We'll take a couple of questions for the top. I've got a young man down here down the front. You want to stand up, sir? Mr. Doherty, James Doherty from Kilmacrenan. James, who's your question for?
For Seamus here, seeing his brother's a referee. There's two teams, two good teams playing this final on Sunday. How significant will the referee be on Sunday?
I can tell you my record of referees is not great either, I can tell you. a bit like the police and the knot, they're all the same. but in relation to the referee and so on, in fairness to the referees, the appointments committee, Eddie Kinsler is the most consistent referee in the country in 2014. He's a very good referee. He's the best referee in the country, and he was picked to referee the All-Ireland final. I think he'd do a real good job, and we could see where. Reality is that the last three championship matches has revived the football championship because there was of a very, very poor standard of that. And I think Eddie Kinsler will help make this a memorable All-Ireland final.
Okay, thanks, Seamus. We've got Jerry with the roving mic in the middle of the hall. So anybody else wants to ask a question? Hands up.
Tommy Kelly over here, Oisín.
Yeah, okay, we'll go to the side.
That's Tommy Kelly from Red Hughes.
Tommy Kelly from Red Hughes. First question, Tommy. We're going to win on Sunday.
Of course we are.
By what?
At least 4 points.
Good.
Without a doubt.
I hope you're right.
I think I am.
Here's your question for Tommy.
It's really to the panel, and it's about the Michael Murphy. And I know the panel would like to have seen him in the square. But I would like to say that a lot of Michael's good work happened out the field. If you take the Ulster final against Monaghan, Michael Murphy done an awful lot off the ball running, which was leaving gaps for our forwards to go through. And I think that's fair dues to McGuinness, who had planned that way. He doesn't have to be in the square to contribute. He did the same against Dublin the last time when a few Dublin lads were starting to throw their weight around to some of our young lads. Michael had to go back and sort them out. That's off the ball. That's not on ball stuff that Michael's doing. And it was very interesting to read the Dublin media after that saying that their captain should be in the trenches with the troops, not back. And 1 year ago, they were talking about the great captain Cluxon was. So I think that's tribute to Michael Murphy for what he's doing when he's not in the square, and for McGuinness's genius to have him doing that work.
Okay, we'll give that maybe to Paddy. Do you want to ask that one, Paddy?
I agree totally that Michael's a huge influential player. I think variation is the key. Look, coming from playing full forward myself for Derry for, 13-14 years, I suppose towards the end of my career, teams get more and more defensive, and as a full forward, I was faced with defensive systems against the likes of, you know, Monaghan and Tyrone earlier on, and then Donegal more lately. And I think for a full forward, you know, to stand in there against the defensive system, you are wasted. And for that reason, it is important that Megan goes out and gets involved because it's so influential. But at the same time, I do think there will be opportunities on Sunday whereby they might be fitly hurt to carry in the full forward line. And I think they'll get massive joy from having Michael paired against Aidan O'Mahony, because I think Aidan O'Mahony, in his own right, was a fantastic footballer and still is, but he's now 33, 34 years of age. Michael Murphy's in the prime of his life, and I do think whenever he does go in there against Aidan and they do get good ball in, I think that's where Donegal could really hurt them and win the game.
Yeah. I would say if you put Michael Murphy in goals, he'd make a big contribution. You can put him anywhere. Sure you can. Okay, we've got... speaking of Glenn Swilly, Eunan McBride's here. Eunan's got a question. Eunan, who's your question for, and what is your question?
I'll ask Martin, I think, especially with Sunday week coming soon, Martin, and Kilcar and all that. But besides that, I'd just like to ask Martin, what does he think of the allocation of tickets? Because I think it's an absolute disgrace for both Donegal and Kerry to get 16,000 tickets. When considering we had 30,000 travelled to Croke Park for the semi-final, or, you know, the talk all week has been about the tickets and who has taken and who hasn't tickets, but as far as I see, even on here tonight, a lot of people have not tickets for the game. And, you know, people that go to club games week in, week out, find it difficult to get tickets. So I'd just like to ask your opinion, Martin. And, you know, I think it's a disgrace that we haven't been allocated more tickets.
Yeah. Now, I think at the start, we probably thought ourselves that with the minors being there, they were going to get more tickets. You know, normally you hear about maybe a figure of 5,000 being mentioned that what the minor team gets, but I think we got, what, 1,300 or something. I think this is the figures being mentioned. The way, I was thinking about it the other day, they're just about it. In 1992, when we were in the All-Ireland final, I think Donegal got more tickets than they have this year, as far as I know now. I know certain clubs have got more. And it was, what, 64,000 at the time, Croke Park. It is now 82,500, and we get less tickets. I can't do that. I think it's a big problem. And we're an amateur association, and they're definitely something they're going to look at is the tickets. I think they should be, you know, in my opinion, if you give 25,000 to each county, and then you've still 32,000 to go around. And I really think it's not, because what's happening is, you know, tickets are going to other counties, they're swapping hurling tickets and everything else. And I think it will solve the problem. Now, the GA will tell you that every club, you're not in the Ireland final, should have so many tickets, or every county should get so many tickets for the final. The one thing I was thinking about is, and I just thought about it when I was between taking what we have at the, you know, in Donegal's club's not able to give children tickets. Basically, if you're under 18 or whatever, most of them are just giving it to adult members what tickets they have, and then whatever, a family member, whatever. I was thinking about when I was, you know, between the age, or say Tony here, between the age of 12 and 18, and you were hoping to play for Donegal, and you were at all the matches, and then all of a sudden it came to the final, and you know, you had no way of getting a ticket. I think that's only taking one example. I think that's so hard on people. The future maybe of Donegal, the future for your clubs and everything else, and we can't give them a ticket. So I think it's something that the GAA is definitely, because let's be serious about it, when we go to Croke Park, it's all about money. It seems to be getting worse and worse about money. When we go to Croke Park next Sunday, there'll be a lot of people that weren't at a match since last year's All-Ireland final. There'll be people out who's never at a match. There'll be people flowing in from different places. And I definitely think that you know, I think county boards, people representing the county, central council delegates and everything else, have to start standing up and saying, hold on a minute. Somebody, this has to start coming from somebody that we need. We look at it, we see it ourselves. Like, it's terrible, the ticket situation in Donegal. You know, the amount of people that have followed the team every single game, followed them for every years and years, and they can't get a ticket for an All-Ireland final. And I go back to, how do you tell a child that's been in every single match they can't go to an All-Ireland final to watch their team? So I'll go back to what I'm saying, I'll finish, that it's an amateur organisation, and that's the important thing. It's not professional. The players are not getting paid. The supporters follow the team. Definitely, there should be more tickets, and it should be sorted out after this year, that more tickets given to both counties.
Well said, Martin. Okay, we're going to take one more question for the audience, and I think we'll throw it at Tony. So hands up, anybody got a question over this side? Tony, nobody wants to speak to you. Anybody at all with a question? Hands up. Here we are, the gentleman, Martin Keeney, from Lifford, now residing in Letterkenny. Letterhead, Martin. Go ahead, Martin. Who's your question for and what is it?
Tony, yeah. I suppose it's a full forward, Tony. I have a lot of friends down the country and stuff, and they've mentioned a lot about maybe the potential influence of Kieran Donaghy on Sunday, and the fact that Kerry might turn to him and maybe use him as a tactic to try to defeat the what they see as our blanket defence. Do you see, is that maybe been an impact or not?
Definitely, I think it could be a massive impact. I think if we look back at 2012, they tried a similar tactic with Kieran Donaghy in there, but the amount of balls that Kerry kicked over the end line and over the sideline that day, but they seemed to have, when he came on as sub against Mayo and that, in the first semi-final and then the second day, you know, they seemed to drop that ball just in front of him that he can go and attack, and it's very, very hard to defend. But I think the best way to defend that is when he hits the ground, to get men around the ball, get men around him. You know, I don't think, if a Seaman's picking him up, it's going to be a difficult job if the ball is in front of Donaghy at 6'7". It's going to be hard to even get a break off him, but it's important that Eamon will get help when he hits the ground, you know. But the one thing you have to watch then, because of his basketball background, the quick hands that he has, you know, someone's got to keep an eye that another forward's not running off him, you know. But I think it's something that Jim will have well practiced before Sunday.
Okay, thanks, Tony. So, folks, that's a few questions for our panel. You want some more music? We've got a guy on stage who wrote a song in 2012, Come Back Sam Maguire. We're hoping Sam Maguire's going to come back on Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, David Craig.
Hello, everybody. We want to get those hands clapping, feet tapping. Let's see if he's all singing along. Come back, Sam. Let's get those hands in there. Come on. We had Daniel O'Donnell singing the song last night with us. So you can sing it tonight. Are you ready? Oh, Jim, I can't believe it. You're doing it again. The final's round the corner and we face the Kerry men. Since you took on the panel, you've done our county proud. So we're going to stand at Grove Park and we're going to sing out loud. Come on! Come on, Sam Maguire. Come back to Donegal. We'll take you to the top of the hill and you'll sit proud and tall. A memory of 92 comes back to one and all. So come on, Sam Maguire. Come on back to Donegal. You came to us in 2010, you had a four-year plan. 2 years in, you had a win, and we brought home the sand. You've always spoke with passion on what we can achieve. And the one word that you've always used, we've got to believe, was it was down to the semi-final, as Dublin were on top. Hill 16 were singing out, the dogs we couldn't stop. After 20 minutes through the match, McHugh became the king. Hill 16 went quiet as Donegal began to sing. Come on, Sam Maguire, come back to Donegal. We'll take you to the top of the hill and you'll sit proud and tall. A memory of 92 comes back to one and all. Everybody, come on. Oh, come on back to Donegal. Now you'll meet down in the County Kerry, they'll be doing just what they can. And I've no doubt we'll get a shout from dear old Pat Spillan. Oh, he'll have something smart to say when he's up in that stand. But it's nobody's business, Pat, we're sticking to our plan. Let's get those hands in, everybody. This is what we have to do on Sunday, right? Come on. It's time to get your banners out and make your voices clear. We're gonna have a party up in Donegal this year. I'll have a drink and buy a drink for Jim and all the crew. And we'll sing again like 2012 and 1992. And come on, Sam Maguire, come back to Donegal. We'll take you to the top of the hill and you'll sit proud and tall. Of 92 comes back to one and all. Let's hear it. Come on, Sam Maguire. Right, you're on your own. Let's hear it, Sam. Oh, come on, Sam Maguire. Come. Oh, yeah. Hey. We'll take you to the and you'll sit proud and tall. A memory of 92 comes back. Let's hear your voices. Whoa. Oh, come on, Sam Maguire. To the hills of Donegal. We'll take you to the top of the hill and you'll sit proud and tall. A memory of 92 comes back to one and all. Oh, come on, Sam Maguire. Come on back to Tyrrell all this time. We'll need some commentary from Oisin Kelly. One, two, three, four.
It's amazing, Donegal are back in the All-Ireland final. Come on, Oisin.
Super, super stuff indeed. David Craig, supported there by the Cufflinks. Come back, Sam Maguire, and I hope he's 100% right come Sunday. We have to say hello to all the guys who are sitting around the, the app and the internet and on their computers and their phones in London. That's all the Irish guys, the Donegal guys who are listening in online in London. So a very good night to you, and I hope you're enjoying what you're hearing tonight on Highland Radio.